来思念主耶稣为我们所付出的十字架的这样的赦罪的代价。
Let's close our eyes and remember the price that Jesus had paid for us on the cross.
在我们办圣餐前，我们可以一同将耶稣基督的死活化在我们的心中。
Before we conduct our Holy Communion, we can actually remember the death of Jesus Christ in our heart.
一同低头默祷。
Let's bow our head in silence.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
在领受圣餐前，我们用圣经的道理做彼此的提醒。
Before we partake in the communion, let's use some verses for our mutual reminder.
圣餐的由来是在主耶稣在传道理的时候就已经提过。
The Holy Communion was mentioned by Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在约翰福音第六章里面有这样子讲到。
In John chapter 6, Jesus said this.
我们看约翰福音的第六章。
Let's refer to John chapter 6.
在当时从这个24节开始
Starting with verse 24.
那是在主耶稣用五饼二鱼让五千人吃饱的神迹之后。
This is right after Jesus had performed the miracles of feeding 5,000 people.
那么有很多人，众人要来寻找耶稣和他的门徒。
Many came to sort for Jesus and his disciple.
但是当他们找到耶稣的时候
，When they found Jesus.
26节耶稣这样跟他们说。
Verse 26, Jesus said to them,
他说你们找我并不是因为看见神迹要来寻求神，乃是因为吃饼得饱。
I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled.
耶稣告诉他们不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物来劳力。
Jesus said to them, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life.
那么这个这是人子要赐给他们的。
This is what the Son of Man will give to them.
在这里主耶稣从一个肉体的粮食来进入一种属灵的粮食。
Here, Jesus used the physical food to explain about the spiritual food.
叫他们要追求这个生命的粮。
He asked them to pursue after the bread of life.
那么这些人他们无不知道主耶稣在讲什么。
But people did not understand what Jesus was saying.
主耶稣说他就是从天上降下来的粮。
Jesus said that I am the loaf that came from heaven.
赐给世人的。
It is meant for people in the world.
那么这个他说他们说以色列人的祖先在旷野在这个吃了玛纳，但是还是死了。
The ancestor of the Israelites ate manna in the wilderness, and yet they all perished.
在这是四十九节所说的。
This is what is mentioned in verse 49.
他说他是生命，主耶稣说他是生命的粮。
Jesus said, "I am the bread of life."
你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，还是死了。
Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead.
五十一节他说我是从天上降下来生命之粮。
Verse 51, he says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven.
我所要赐的就是我的肉，为世人生命所赐的。
And what I want to give is my flesh, which is to give life for this world.
五十二节他们就觉得很纳闷，他们无法理解主耶稣在讲什么。
In verse 52, we can see that the people did not understand what Jesus was saying.
他怎么会把他的肉给我们吃呢？
They said, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?
那么主耶稣在更加的强调说，从五十三节说的。
Then in verse 53, Jesus further emphasized.
他说我实实在在告诉你们。
Most assuredly, I say to you.
若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子血，就没有生命在你们里面。
unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
吃我肉喝我血的有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
那在六十节就这么说到。
In verse 60,
这些人听了主耶稣说的话，无法理解。
Many people could not understand what Jesus was saying.
66节说，他门徒中有多有退去，不再和他同行了。
Verse 66 says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more.
他们无法理解为什么耶稣讲这些话。
They could not understand why Jesus would say these things.
而且主耶稣讲那么肯定，真的是要吃他的肉，喝他的血。
Jesus said it so surely that they need to eat his blood and drink, eat his flesh and drink his blood.
这些不明白的人，他们退去了。
Those who did not understand went away.
但是这些话在这个月节的宴席的时候就解明了。
But these words were manifested during the Passover feast.
主耶稣在这个那个最后的晚餐的时候。
During the Last Supper.
主耶稣在拿起饼来祝谢了。
Jesus took up the bread and gave thanks.
然后跟他们说，这就是我的肉。
He said to them, "This is my flesh."
拿起杯来祝谢，说，这就是我立约的血。
He took up the cup and gave blessings and said, "This is the cup of my covenant."
主耶稣没有说这是象征我的肉血，也没有说这是代表我的肉跟血。
Jesus did not say, "These represent my flesh and my blood."
他只说，他直接说，这就是。
He directly said, "This is."
所以在灵里面，这个饼跟杯成为耶稣的肉跟血。
So in the spirit, these things became his flesh and his blood.
这就是这本来就是，而不是象征。
So they are indeed so, and they are not just a representation.
所以今天我们在领受圣餐的时候。
So today, when we partake in the Holy Communion,
我们从这整个事情的来龙去脉，我们去了解。
We can look at the entire incident.
其实神是借着圣餐要让我们得到生命。
God actually wants to use the Holy Communion to give us life,
让我们有复活的生命。
So that we have this life of resurrection.
而且让我们在这个世界上，我们常常我们的生命是在神的里面，神在我们的里面。
And that our lives in this world are always having the abidance of God, and that we are also abiding in Him.
所以这不是物质的东西，但是是真实的东西。
So it's not just eating the physical things, but what is truly real.
这些人只想着说耶稣的肉就是真的，他的物质的肉不是这样。
Because the people were thinking they were going to eat the flesh of Jesus, and that was not so.
那么我们从耶稣他刚才讲在约翰福音里面讲的话里面，我们再做一个思考。
We can further think about what Jesus said in the book of John.
他特别提到这个以色列人在旷野吃玛拿的事情。
He specifically mentioned how the Israelites ate manna in the wilderness.
以色列人在旷野吃玛拿，那真的不是人过的日子。
For the Israelites to eat manna in the wilderness wasn't something that was very typical.
谁能够三餐都吃玛拿，然后一天复一天，月复一月，年复一年？
How many people can eat manna meal after meal, day after day, and year after year?
那不是一个人在过的生活。
It is not a typical life of a human being.
但是那是属灵的生活。
But that is a spiritual life.
所以主耶稣在这里提到这个玛拿。
So here Jesus mentioned about manna.
其实是在告诉他们。
But in actuality, he was telling them.
他们曾经经历过那样的属灵的生活。
That these people had experienced and lived this type of spiritual life.
神做任何事情都有他的目的跟用意。
God had his purpose when he did anything.
他不一定要让他们天四十年都吃玛瑙，也可以让他们活着。
He can actually not feed them with manna for 40 years in order for them to survive.
那神让他们吃玛瑙一个很大的用意。
So, there was really a purpose, for them to eat manna.
这个用意在《生命记》第八章里面讲到。
And this purpose was mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们看八章第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 8, verse 3.
生命记八章第三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3.
这句话是摩西讲的。
This is something that Moses said.
啊，但是主耶稣受试探的时候曾经引用这句话，我们都很清楚。
This is something that Jesus also quoted when he was tempted, and this is something we're very clear.
摩西说，天上的神苦练你们，啊，任你们饥饿。
Moses said that the God of heaven, made you hungry and to test you.
将你和你列祖所不认识的玛哪赐给你吃。
And, that that God had given your forefathers this manna, which you did not know.
他的目的什么呢？
What was the purpose?
使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里出的一切话。
This is so that you may be made known that men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
从这句话，我真的看到一个很神奇的一种人生。
From this, I can actually see a very mysterious and amazing life.
神安排真的太神奇了。
The arrangement of God is too wonderful.
以色列人在旷野的生活原来就是要经历这种属灵的经验。
The life of the Israelites in the wilderness are really meant to have this type of spiritual experience.
没有人这样子生活着。
Because no one would ever live like this.
他们好像介于属肉跟属灵之间一样。
They are as if being tucked in between a physical and spiritual life.
明明是人的肉体。
They have physical bodies.
但是过的是属灵的生活。
But they led a spiritual life.
在那个大而可怕的旷野。
In that very dangerous and fearsome wilderness.
如果我们是他们的话。
If we were them.
我们会发现太神奇了，我们竟然人可以活着，这样子活着。
We would feel that this is too mysterious and too amazing that we are able to live.
而且还活了40年。
And not so, we live for 40 years like this.
这真的太不可思议了。
This is beyond imagination.
神的用心。
This is the plan at the heart of God.
其实就是要让他们在这样的旷野生活中去经历属灵的经验。
Which is for them to experience spiritual things in this world. Wilderness.
借着肉体的生活体验属灵的经验。
Through living physically, that they are able to experience things in the spirit.
哎，以一般人世俗人的话说，以色列人要成仙呐。
In the words of this world, that these Israelites were to be deified.
真的变成那种很奇特的生活哎。
Because it is a very different type of living.
如果他们有信心走过这个旷野的路的话，
If they had the faith to walk through the wilderness,
神真的可以在这个地上建立一个属灵的国度。
God can indeed build a spiritual kingdom in this world.
而且是那种属天的一种生活的一个国度。
It is a type of kingdom where the heavenly type of life is being lived.
可以在人类的地球上建立这样的一个国度。
This kind of kingdom can be built upon this earth.
但是以色列人他们没有信心，他们失败了。
However, the Israelites did not have the faith and they failed.
他们已经厌恶那个淡薄的食物。
They detested this bland food.
他们眼前没有什么东西，只有那个令他们厌恶的玛瑙。
There were nothing else before their eyes except for these detestable manna.
所以他们并没有建立起在肉体生活中的属灵的信心。
So they actually did not build up faith by living in the physical sense.
很可惜，差一点就成功了。
That was very sad because they would have succeeded.
如果这样的生活操练可以让他们通过的话，他们如果可以通过的话，
if they were able to pass this test,
哦，这个可能历史会改写，
then perhaps history would be rewritten.
但今天我们同样要经历这样的过程。
Today, we are actually going through the same process.
我们也是在地上过着属天的生活。
We are living a life of heaven on earth.
今天借着圣餐。
Today, through the Holy Communion.
神也是说，这就是我的肉我的血，但是还是物质的东西啊。
God says that this is my flesh and my blood, but there are still physical things.
仍然是那个饼跟杯啊，没有变化啊。
They are still the bread and the cup, and that didn't change.
但是在灵里已经变化。
However, in the spirit, they are changed.
所以我们在领受圣餐也是在经历这样的属肉进入属灵的经验。
When we are partaking in the Holy Communion, we're actually living this kind of spiritual experience in the physical sense.
所以有信心的人，他就领受圣餐对他很有帮助，因为马上就得到那种属灵的一种力量。
For those who have faith, they will immediately sense the spiritual power, even though they are taking it in the physical sense.
没有进入属灵的话，他就没有得到这样的一种结果。
Without entering into the spirit, we would not have the same kind of effect.
所以领受圣餐是要凭信心来领受。
When we take Holy Communion, we need to accept it with faith.
我想圣餐一个很重要的意义也是在这里。
I believe one of the very important meanings of Holy Communion is this.
让他在生活中藏在主里面，主也藏在他里面。
That we're able to have God be in our life often, and that we are also in Him often.
外表依然一样。
Our
丝毫没有改变。
Our exterior is still the same.
但是属灵的生命完全改变。
But our spiritual life is completely changed.
你的人生完全改变。
Our lives are changed.
你的思想观念完全改变。
Our way of thinking are changed.
这就是我们要每次联会都要领圣餐的目的。
This is the reason why we need to have Holy Communion at every convocation.
人的信心要跨越物质到灵界是多么大的一个距离啊。
There is a great distance in our body crossing into the spiritual realm.
我们需要靠主耶稣帮助我们。
We need to rely on Jesus to help us.
所以借由圣餐的领受，我们凭信心领受，在圣灵里面可以得到这样的功效。
Through receiving, through the Holy Spirit, that we have this faith, to accept the Holy Communion, to have this kind of spiritual effect.
这对我们来说是非常重要的事。
This is something that is very important to us.
所以我们不得无故不领受。
We cannot refuse to partake for no reason.
我们更要用信心来领受。
All the more, we need to have faith to receive it.
那至于圣餐的道理教训的部分
，As for the spiritual teachings of the Holy Communion,
我们看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
23节
Verse 23
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来24节
24
祝谢了就拨开说这是我的身体为你们舍的你们应当如此行为的是纪念我25节
25
饭后也照样拿起杯来说这杯是我用我的血所立的新约你们每逢喝的时候要如此行为的是纪念我二十六节
，26。
你们每逢吃着饼、喝着杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。这段经文这样子讲到。
This passage is saying this.
圣餐有两个很重要的教训。
There are two important teachings of the Holy Communion.
我们领受圣餐就是要纪念主的死。
We partake in the Holy Communion to remember the death of Christ.
每一次当我们在人生的路上软弱的时候
，Every time when we are weak in this journey of life.
什么样的事情可以让我们坚强
？What type of things can strengthen us？
难道是这个我们的问题解决了吗
？Is it that our problems have been resolved？
还是我们得到神特别的赏赐
？Or is it that we have special blessings from God？
那些都不是让你坚强的原因。
These are not reasons for us to be strengthened.
真正让我们灵命坚强的原因就是纪念主的死。
What can truly strengthen us spiritually is to remember the death of the Lord.
当你知道你可以不用死的时候
，When we know that we do not need to die，
那么这世间再大的苦难也比不过这样了。
Then the greatest sufferings in this world cannot even compare.
有什么比此更大的呢?
What would be more fearsome than death?
所以我们今天我们身上可以有一个神的恩典，就是我们可以不必死，我们一个免死的金牌。
We have this blessing from God in that we do not need to die.
这就是我们人生最大的力量。
This is our greatest strength in life.
世间的这个得失这个患难或者喜乐，这个顺利或逆境，都是表面的。
The gain and losses of the success and failures in this life are all superficial.
真正的你已经得到了。那永恒的生命
If you truly possess the eternal life,
这些东西其实已经 不足介意了
then these things are really of no concern.
因为我们已经拿到那个最好的
This is because we have already attained the best.
我们可以与神和好
We are able to be reconciled to God.
我们可以在我们的祷告中与神交通
We are able to communicate with God in our prayer.
这都是因为我们纪念主的死
This is all because we remember his death.
所以一个人他心中有这样每一次纪念主的死再次思想主的恩典
So for a person to remember the Lord's death in his heart and to reflect upon this blessing
那样感恩的心就是生命的动力
Then that heart of thanksgiving will become a motivation for life.
一个人充满感恩的心
A person who's filled with the heart of thanksgiving
那么再大的困难都不是阻挡
then even the greatest suffering would not be an obstacle.
因为这是很强的动力。
Because this is a very powerful motivation.
那这也是我们要在我们生活中常常活在我们的生活当中的一件事。
This is something that needs to be in our lives always.
不是只有在现在这个场合我们纪念主的死。
We do not just remember the Lord's death in this occasion.
而是可以在生活中时常纪念主的死。
But rather, we need to often remember the Lord's death in our daily lives.
让我们生命能够得到那样的盼望。
So that our lives can have this hope.
第二个教训就是要纪念主的死，表明主的死。
The second teaching is to show the death of Christ. Proclaim the Lord's death.
什么叫表明主的死?
What does that mean?
追溯的死是一种行动。
The death of Christ was an action.
主耶稣他是一个行动派。
And the Lord Jesus himself is the type that emphasizes on action.
甚至是近乎疯狂的行动派。
And you can even say it's an extreme case of doing actions.
他决定一件事的时候，他不可能停止的。
When he has determined something, he would not stop.
他一定做到底。
He will do it until the very end.
从他的作为，我们可以看得见他的这种决心。
From his actions, we can see his determination.
他做任何事都是要做到完为止。
Regardless of what he does, he would do them until the very end.
他从不手软，也不打退堂鼓。
He would never be softened in his hands.
我想这就是耶稣他的行动派。
I believe this is the action type.
我想。我们每一个人，我们要表明主的死，要把这样的行动力拿出来。
I believe for us to be able to proclaim the Lord's death, we need to take this kind of actions.
耶稣他爱的行动。
The action of Jesus' love.
他在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
That he died for us while we were still sinners.
那是因为他已经决定这么做了。
This is because he already determined to do so.
他已经决定要拯救人类的时候。
When he already decided to save mankind.
他就义无反顾。
There was no return for him.
他曾经派很多先知，他在这个宝座上，他派很多先知来去规劝这些悖逆的百姓。
While he was on the heavenly throne, he sent many prophets.To admonish the people to turn back.
他看到是什么下场?
What did he see?
那些被打、被逼迫、被杀的先知。
Those prophets who were persecuted, beaten, and murdered.
被轻视、被藐视、被嘲笑的。
They were being looked down upon and mocked and ridiculed.
他看到这些他的工人的下场。
What he saw was the results of his workers.
他应该也要有心理准备，他下来也是这个下场。
He needs to also prepare himself. If he were to come down himself, that would be his end.
可是他的行动没有停止。
However, his actions did not change.
即使这样，他还是下来。
Even so, he still came down.
他的爱是具体的行动。
His love is actually actions in its fullest.
绝对不会啊，因为这样而退缩。
He would not turn back just because of what he saw.
所以这些事情，他要遭遇的一些羞辱跟酷刑，就在他的意料之中。
So all of the persecution and the despise were all within his expectation.
他向天父求，是不是苦悲可以撤去？这不是没有道理的。
When he prayed to his Father in heaven to take this cup away, if it's possible, that was actually not without reason.
有人知道他自己的生命是要走上十字架的时候，你脚会不会脚软呢？
When one knows that his end is actually on the cross, would he not be softened?
你根本走不下去。
You may not be able to even take the next step.
可是我们的行动派的神，他不会停止。
But our actionable God, would not stop.
继续的一步一步走向他人生的最悲惨的境界。
One step after another, he continued his journey into the most terrible death.
我们的爱就是要有这样具体的行动。
Our love needs to have this kind of actions.
我们不像耶稣那么伟大。
We are not great like the Lord Jesus himself.
我们可以表明他的死。
But we can proclaim his death.
用我们的行动来表明我们的爱。
We use our actions to proclaim our love.
用坚定的行动来表明一切。
We use our solid actions to show everything.
我们也把任何事情把它做到底。
And we also execute everything to the very end.
耶稣爱人就爱到底。
Jesus loved men till the very end.
我们今天在教会里面，我们为主耶稣，我们成为活祭，为主耶稣献上，我们就献到底。
Today, as we become the living sacrifice in His church, we sacrifice ourselves to the very end.
这就是具体的行动。
This is the most solid action.
表明我们爱神爱人的心。
It is to proclaim that we love God and love man.
我们人实在不能做什么。
There is really not much we can do as human.
我们能做的只是那么一点点。
There is very little we can do.
但是那却是我们该做的。
But it is what we need to do.
我们要把这样具体行动表明出来。
We need to proclaim these actions.
再来，基督的行动是得胜的行动。
The actions of Christ are actions of victory.
耶稣他不止行动派，而且他是非赢不可，非得胜不可的。
Not only was the Lord Jesus actionable, he is also the type that must be victorious.
在他没有输的。
Because in him, there is no loss.
他也不会被打败。
And he will never be defeated.
所以他即使用他的死来赢，他还是要用这样来赢。
Even if he needs to use his death to be victorious, he would do so.
他真的是很做到底的人。
He is one.
做到底的神。
He is one who would do so until the very end.
我们有他这样得胜的决心吗？
Do we have this kind of heart of determination?
耶稣的得胜把死都把他打败了。
Jesus' victory would even win over death.
我想我们今天每一个人，我们就是要让这种得胜在我们的生命中。
I think that every one of us needs to have this kind of victory in our own lives.
让我们在面对今天这个世界的挑战。
As we face the challenges of this world.
面对这个世界很艰难，越来越艰难那种强大的一种罪恶的力量。
As we face the ever-growing power of sin in this world.
有些人真的会怕呢。
Some people are really afraid.
人类的罪恶一直集结成一种庞大、强大、不可破的一种力量。
The sins of mankind continue to grow and consolidate to the point where it is very difficult to address or handle.
撒旦不断的进步，一直进步，他让人越来越堕落。
Satan keeps improving to the point where humans can only decline.
但是你要知道，我们的耶稣不会输的。
But we need to know that our Lord would not be defeated.
他一定会得胜。
He will be victorious.
我们是他的儿女。
We are his children.
我们也是他的兄弟。
We are also his brethren.
我们也是他的精兵。
We are his soldiers.
我们的生命里没有失败。
In our lives, there is no defeat.
只有胜利。
There is only victory.
因为失败就是进入永恒的灭亡。
Because to be defeated means that we enter into eternal condemnation.
所以我们不用再，我们不要再啊，我们想到这里，我们就应该让自己不再体贴自己的软弱。
When we say this, we should not look into our weaknesses.
我们能够借由耶稣基督来让我们有在生活中有不断的得胜。
Because in relying on God, we can continue to be victorious.
让我们在这个世间有荣耀的人生。
So that in this life, we may have a glorious living for the Lord.
用我们的生命来得胜。
That we can use our lives to be victorious.
弥迦书七章八节那里有这么讲到。
In the book of Micah, chapter 7, verse 8, it says,
我们看七章八节。
Let's refer to chapter 7, verse 8.
弥迦书七章八节
Micah chapter 7 verse 8
我的仇敌啊不要向我夸耀我虽跌倒却要起来我虽坐在黑暗里耶和华却、啊、天上神却做我的光、啊、这一段经文这么说到
This passage is saying
弥迦先知是替百姓来向神祷告
The prophet Micah was praying for the people
这些百姓的历史我们都知道
We all know the history of the people、
啊这个可以说、啊、常常是处于一种挨打的状态。
We can say that oftentimes they were to be chastised.
但是弥迦先知这么说啊。
But Prophet Micah said this.
他一定会得胜。
That they will be victorious.
所以仇敌不要向他夸耀。
So their enemies shall not proclaim against them.
我虽然跌倒，却要起来。
So even though he falls, he will rise.
我就算在黑暗里，神做我的光。
Even if he sits in darkness, the Lord will be a light to him.
所以他对选民，他对神有信心，所以对选民有信心。
Because he has faith in God, therefore he has faith in the chosen.
我们今天对我们的教会，同样具备这样得胜的信心。
Today we should have this kind of a faith in the church.
因为我们的耶稣他不会认输的。
Because our Lord Jesus would not be defeated.
他也从来不会被打败。
And he will never be gained victory against.
你愿意耶稣基督做你的生命的时候，
When you accept and are willing to have the Lord Jesus be your life,
你就知道原来得胜是这么轻而易举的事情。
Then you will realize to be victorious is really a simple and easy thing.
以基督来做我们的生命。
To have Christ as our life.
在哥罗西书里面这么讲到。
In the book of Colossians, it mentions.
我们看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's refer to Colossians chapter 3.
三章的第一节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。二节。
2.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。三节。
Three.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。第四节。
Four.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。这段经文是保罗说的。
This is something that Paul said.
我们若真的与基督一同复活。
That if we were to be raised with Christ.
那我们就要求在上面的事。
That we need to seek those things.From above.
所以我们思念上面的事。
That we think about the things of heaven.
保罗说，因为我们已经死了。
Paul said that because we died.
我们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Our life is hidden with Christ in God.
所以我们不再像这个随着自己的意愿还有自己的情欲来去行走奔走的人。
We are no longer those people.Who walk according to their own will and desire.
我们生命好像藏在基督里面一样，看不到。
Our life is hidden in Christ and cannot be seen.
我们完全让人看到基督的生命而已。
We only let others see that Jesus in us.
那你就知道将来我们要与基督一同显现在荣耀里面。
That's when we know Christ.Would appear in the future in our lives.
这才是真正的表明啊！这是表明主的死能够得到生命的荣耀。
This is to proclaim the death of the Lord and to give Him glory.
而且那不是以后的事，是现在的事。
That is not something that will happen in the future, but rather now.
曾经有人 提出一种说法叫做一日一生。
Some had mentioned this kind of theory that one day is like one life.
一生好像一天好像一生的缩影一样。
One day is really just like the consolidation of a lifetime.
我们人生可能有很多计划。
In our lives, we may have many plans.
我们什么时候才要做什么事，什么时候做什么事。
When we would do something at a certain time.
也许有人认为我现在这个还我的规划里面，等到过几年以后，我再来有时间再服侍神。
Perhaps in our plan, we may say after several years, then I will serve God more.
我现在做我的工作，来读我的书。
I need to do my work right now or study.
如果用一日当一生的话
，If we are to liken the lifetime in one day,
在这一日里面，你也要工作。
And in this day, you need to work.
你也要休闲。
You need to rest.
你也要做工。
You need to also work.
你也要表明基督耶稣。
You need to proclaim the Lord.
好像一生的缩影。
It is like the entire lifetime being condensed into one day.
所以每一天都要，既然是缩影，那么每一天都在追求长进。
So because it is a condensed version, you are actually pursuing the Lord every day.
不是什么时候我再来追求这个，再来看圣经，再来追求灵命的长进。
It's not about when in the future I will start to read the Bible or to pursue a spiritual life.
或者安排我领会，我再来努力的研究圣经。
Or when I'm being assigned to give a sermon, then I will study the Bible.
我们不是这样子过人生的。
This is not how we should lead our life.
我们要把一生缩在一日里面。
We need to consolidate or condense our lifetime into one day.
这一天里面有你的一生。
And that in that one day, there is our entire life in it.
因为我们根本不知道明日如何。
Because we do not know when tomorrow is going to, what tomorrow is going to be.
我们只能在现在为主而活。
We can only live for the Lord now.
所以这就是我觉得这样的一种想法可以让我们来对我们的生活有不同的一种改变。
I think this kind of concept can provide some reference into how we can change our lives.
不用再等待，我们现在就要为基督而活，要为基督以基督为我们的生命。
We do not need to wait for the future, and we can actually already use Christ as a center of our living now.
我们现在就要追求成圣。
And now we pursue after holiness.
我们领受圣餐，我们纪念主的死，表明主的死。
We partake in the Holy Communion to remember His death and to proclaim His death.
希望我们也能够用基督耶稣的这样的一种生命做我们的生命。
May we also take the life of Christ as our own life.
那么我们的圣餐到底就讲到这边。
This concludes our sermon sharing for the Holy Communion.
那在领受圣餐前有几件交代的事。
Before we partake, there are some announcements.
就是有关我们要领受的人所具备的条件。
And this is regarding the criteria of those who are to receive the Holy Communion.
因为基督的身体是圣的，所以我们要领受，要审查，要分辨。
Because the body of Christ is holy.So for us to receive the body, we need to reflect and also be careful.
第一个条件就是已经在本会受洗而且不曾犯致死的罪过。
The first is that we must be a baptized member of the church and that we haven't done sins leading to death.
再来第二个，我们已经清楚明白圣餐的意义和道理。
And that we secondly, we need to understand the truth.Of the Holy Communion.
第三，我们已经愿意立志来为主而活。
The third is that we have determined to live for Christ.
愿意在软弱过患中来坚强站起来。
In weakness, we are willing to stand again.
我想这三个条件是很重要的。
I believe these three criteria are very important.
愿神来祝福我们大家。
May God bless every one of us.
我们现在就来祝谢圣餐饼。
And now we shall pray.
啊，这无酵饼是用面粉加水所做成的，没有加任何的酵。
This unleavened bread is made of flour without any type of leaven.
代表基督没有罪。
It represents that our Lord Jesus is without sin.
那人多还是一个，代表基督身体是一个。
Even though there are many of us, there is only one bread, representing that there is only one body of Christ.
我们现在一同跪下祝谢。
Now let's kneel down and give thanks.
奉主耶稣圣名祝谢。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
慈爱主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Our gracious Lord, we thank you.
你是我们生命的救主。
You are the Lord of our lives.
你道成肉身，在这个世上过了艰困的人生。
You have become flesh and led a very difficult life.
是为了我们世人的罪。
For the sake of our sins.
你一直坚定，一直走完你人生的路。
You kept determining to walk to the end of your life.
你从来不后悔拯救我们世人。
You never regretted for having saved us.
因为你爱我们到底。
Because you love us till the end.
让我们今天有生命的盼望。
So that we may have this hope of life.
求主耶稣，你圣灵来灵化我们眼前的这块无酵饼。
May your spirit change.This unleavened bread before us,
让它成为你的身体,
so that it becomes your body.
让我们众人在领受之后,
so that after we partake of it,
我们的生命能够得到坚强,
our lives may be strengthened.
因着我们的信心, 我们能够活在你的里面,
that with faith we can live in you,
你也在藏在我们的里面,
and that you abide in us always.
让我们的生活每一天都是新的。
Also that our lives can be renewed every day.
因为你的生命每天都是新的。
Because your life is new every day.
让我们能够更加的彼此相爱。
And that we can also love each other more and more.
能够更加的为你来发起热心。
As well as to be fervent for you.
来用你的心来用你怜悯众人的心来拯救世人
，and to use your compassionate heart to save everyone，
把你这个大好的信息的福音传给更多的人
，to spread your gospel of salvation to everyone。
我们这样子祷告祝谢，求主成全悦纳。
We pray in such a way and gave thanks. May you accept。
我们愿将一切尊贵、荣耀、颂赞归的名，直到永远。
May all the glory and praises be given to you forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's
sing hymn 76.
请何长老、彭执事、还有梁传道来帮忙拨饼。
Stand
my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well might the sun in darkness lie and shut his glories in, when Christ the mighty Maker died for men the creatures.
请工作人员。
At the cross, at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief.
领受自行感谢。
Before you receive it, please pray.
七十七 despised by the world, has a one 在再一同跪下来祝谢葡萄汁。
Now let's kneel down once again and give thanks for the juice.
In the name
of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
主耶稣，你与我们立了生命与平安的约。
O Lord, you have established this covenant of life.
你要让我们在末后有指望。
So that we can have hope for eternal life.
原来约就是我们的指望。
Actually, this is our hope.
主啊，你说你用你的宝血与我们立下这样生命的约。
Through your blood, you have established this covenant.
在经由祝谢之后成为立约的血
that through thanksgiving this will become your blood of covenant
让我们一同来领受
let us partake of it
让我们可以在我们的生命中来时常坚守你与我们所立的约
let us be able to keep to this covenant that we have made with you
主我们知道我们人有许多诸般的软弱
Lord, we know that we have many weaknesses.
我们人从自古以来都是悖逆的。
Ever since the beginning of time, we are rebellious.
我们人常常是心怀两意的。
We often harbor two hearts.
我们常常是反复无常的。
We often change our minds.
但是你与我们完全不一样。
But you are different from us.
你始终如一。
You are always the same.
你的慈爱始终如一。
And your love stays the same.
你的信实始终如一。
And your faithfulness remains.
你给我们坚定的应许也是始终如一。
And the promise that you have given us lasts forever.
主啊，求你让我们能够效法你的榜样。
Lord, please help us to learn from your example.
让我们也用这样的坚定的心、始终如一的心来活在你的约里面。
So that we can also use this never-changing heart to be in you.
让我们遇到任何生活的考验的时候，我们都能够想到你。
So that whatever situation we encounter, we always think of you.
我们第一个考虑的选择就是你。
And our first option is you.
能够让我们生活充满了你的形象。
And please fill your image in all of our lives.
让我们眼中充满你的影子。
So that our eyes are only your shadows.
让我们的生命充满你的光。
And that our lives may be filled with your light.
我们现在祝谢这壶葡萄汁。
Now we give thanks for this cup.
我们恳求你圣灵运行灵化，这葡萄汁成为你立约的宝血。
We pray that your Holy Spirit work among us so that this cup would be your blood.
让我们众人领受，能够得着你坚定的生命。
And that after we have partake of it, we can be strengthened in our lives.
以及坚定在永恒不变的约里面。
And to be strengthened in this covenant that never changes.
我们愿将一切颂赞、荣耀、尊贵归你的名。
We give all of our praises and glory unto your name.
直到永永远远。
Until forever.
Amen.
Amen.
唱诗七十九首
Sing Hymn 79
我们请何长老彭执事梁传道
Christ the Lord is risen and a great light.
工作人员。
345.
位新受洗的童龄再读一段圣经。
We'll now read a scripture for the newly baptized.
我们来看使徒行传第十五章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 15,
28节
verse 28.
使徒行传十五章二十八节。
Acts chapter 15, verse 28.
因为圣灵和我们定义，不将别的重担放在你们身上，唯有几件事是不可少的。二十九节
，29，
就是境界既有像的物和血，并乐死的牲畜和奸淫。这几件你们若能自己境界不犯就好了。愿你们平安。这是耶路撒冷第一次会议的决议。
This is the decision of the first meeting in Jerusalem.
当然不是说我们信耶稣只要遵守这几件就可以了。
Of course, it doesn't mean that to believe in Jesus Christ, we only need to do these few things.
我们整本圣经都要来遵守。
We need to observe the teachings of the entire Bible.
遵守全备的真理。
We need to observe the complete truth.
那我们要在真理里面得到自由。
And we shall be free in the truth.
但是当时针对着这些非犹太人的信徒的生活习惯。
But...In regards to the non-Jewish people at the time,
他们实在不必再受到这些律法的捆绑。
They actually no longer need to be bound by the way of the law.
所以呢，在这里说到有几件事要特别注意的。
It says here that there are several things that are necessary that they need to be reminded of.
第一个，我们要禁戒既偶像的物。
The first is we must abstain from things offered to idol.
只要是祭过偶像祭拜过的，我们都不吃。
As long as a food is being offered to idol, we shall not eat of it.
那有关于偶像的活动，我们也不参加。
We also do not partake in any of the activities related to idol.
那有关偶像的建造，我们也不赞助。
And also any kind of construction of For idol worshipping, we would not support.
我们要在生活中分别为圣。
We need to be separated in our living.
所以我们要禁戒这一切这属于魔鬼的活动。
That's why we need to abstain ourselves from anything related to idol worshipping.
再来就是血。
The second is blood.
和乐死的牲畜。
And also things that are strangled.
血是动物的生命，所以我们都不食用。
Blood is the life of the animal. That's why we do not eat it.
因为这是圣经一贯的一个精神。
This is the spirit of the Bible.
可能有一些教会，其他的教会他们会认为这个都没有关系你感谢就可以吃了，因为耶稣已经把它成全洁净了。
There are some churches that feel that it doesn't matter whether you eat this or not because the Lord Jesus has already cleansed everything.
如果是这样的话，使徒就不用做这个决议了。
If that was indeed the case, then the apostles did not need to come to this decision.
所以这并不是律法的一个部分，这是有关于生命的问题。
This is not a part of the law, it is actually concerning life.
那如果有一些中药材里面是有用血的部分，我们就不用这个药材。
If there are some Chinese herbal medicines that utilize blood, then we would not take of it.
那这个我们这个，有比如说那个鹿茸鹿茸它的脚里面就是要把它制作过程要把它束住让它血液不要流失，然后再干燥处理以后，然后再吃这个鹿茸。
There is a certain type of delicacy known as the deer horn, and in order to make it, there are some processthat involve blood.
因为公鹿在发情有荷尔蒙，会在血液中充满，所以他们是借由吃这个血液来得到这个荷尔蒙，才得到药效。
They actually need to require some type of blood in order to generate certain type of hormones.
那种东西真的是很有药效。
Those things may be very effective in terms of being medicine.
但是那是因为要吃血才吃得到，那我们就不吃这个药材。
But because that requires the ingestions of blood, so we do not partake of this kind of food.
中药材也有憋的血，那我们也不可以吃。
There's also a blood of other type of animals.
所以我们要禁戒一切血的东西。
So in general, we need to avoid all kind of blood.
表达我们对神的敬畏。
This is to to show that we respect and fear God.
那饿死的牲畜没有放血，所以我们不吃。
Those animals that are strangled, they did not have the blood let out, so we would not eat those as well.
再来就是奸淫的事。
Next is sexual immorality.
在神所创造的一男一女的正常婚姻里面，有第三者，这是叫做奸淫。
Outside of the marriage created by God for one man and one woman, anything outside of that is really considered sexual immorality.
所以我们要谨慎自己的行为。
We need to be very cautious of our own conduct.
在今天这个时代，充满了奸淫，淫乱的事情。
In today's society, there are many sins related to sexual immorality.
这些色情的一些网路网站无所不在，这个书报章杂志无所不在。
There are all types of websites and magazines that are pornographic in nature.
我们基督徒要与眼睛立约，不要去看这些东西。
As Christians, we need to make a pact with our eyes not to look at any of these.
免得我们的心会沉睡。
Lest,
我们的灵魂会沉睡。
Lest we become sleepy and dull in our spirit.
这个经营的事不是一朝一夕的事，一定是长期影响的结果。
Sexual immorality is not just the matter of one day and one night. It takes time to build.
所以我们不能与这个妻子以外、配偶以外的人发生性关系。
So other than our spouse, we cannot have any sexual relation.
那么我们如果说用社会的道德观念来看
，If we look at the ethics of the society，
我们在这里来报告台湾总会的决议。
We can actually even mention what the Taiwan GA has resoluted.
可以给大家参考。
As your reference，
在外面如果有这种性行为性行为，它是有不同程度的性行为。
There are actually different degree of sexual relationship.
在外面社会上认为这种行为要付费。
And in the society, if this type of sexual relationship requires a payment,
所以包括手交跟口交都是一种性行为。
Then anything that requires the use of hands or mouth. Touching the genitals area is considered sexual relationship.
那如果说社会是这样规范的话，那我们基督徒的规范应该也是把它列为性行为。
If the society considered that as sexual relationship, then all the more our church needs to consider that. So,
所以我们不能做这样的事。
We cannot do anything like it.
那所以我们青年要保守我们的圣洁。
As youths, we need to keep our purity,
远离这些淫乱的事,
to abstain and to avoid all these things that lead us to sexual immorality.
已经已婚的同龄来说，我们更要来持守婚姻的约。
And for those of us who are married, we all the more need to observe this marriage covenant.
我们要过分别为圣的生活。
We need to lead a life of holiness.
所以这是针对这个决议里面来做一些报告。
And this is just a report that I make for your reference based on the scripture we are studying.
那我们的圣餐就办到这边。
And this conclude our Holy Communion.
那我们最后一起来唱诗297首。
Lastly, let's sing hymn 297.